الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهداه، ما بعد. تتمية لحديث أبي ذر رضي الله تعالى عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يرويه عن ربه عز وجل، قال سبحانه: يا عبادي إنكم لن تبلغوا ضري فتضروني، ولن تبلغوا نفعي فتنفعوني. قال الشارح حفظه الله الشيخ الفوزان: الله غني عن عباده سبحانه وتعالى، فمن كفر وأشرك وعصى الله فإنه لا يضر الله جل وعلا، وإنما يضر نفسه. قال تعالى: إن تكفروا أنتم ومن في الأرض جميعا فإن الله لغني حميد. فهو سبحانه ليس بحاجة إلى عبادتنا وطاعتنا، وإنما أمرنا بها لحاجتنا نحن إليها فضلا منه سبحانه وتعالى. ولن تبلغوا نفعي، مهما فعلت الطاعات والحسنات فإنك لا تنفع الله بها، وإنما تنفع نفسك، فأنت الذي بحاجة إليها. ولن تبلغوا نفعي فتنفعوني، فالله لا يتضرر بالمعاصي ولا ينتفع بالطاعات، لأنه غني عن ذلك. وإنما هذا يرجع إلى العبد، طاعته له ومعصيته عليه، فالله هو النافع الضار سبحانه وتعالى. قال سبحانه: يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم، أي أول الخليقة وآخر الخليقة إلى أن تقوم الساعة، لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وهم بنو آدم، وجنكم وهم العالم الثاني، الجن عالم لا يعلمهم إلا الله لا نراهم، ولذلك سموا بالجن من الاجتنان وهو الاختفاء. قال تعالى: إنه يراكم هو وقبيله من حيث لا ترونهم. فهم موجودون ويعيشون معنا، يرحمك الله، فهم موجودون ويعيشون معنا، ومنهم مؤمن وكافر، ومنهم مطيع وعاص، ومنهم بار وشقي، مثل بني آدم، وهم عالم من عالم الغيب لا نراهم. قال سبحانه: كانوا على أتقى قلب رجل واحد منكم، لو كانوا كلهم صالحين بررة لا يقع منهم خطأ، ما زاد ذلك في ملكي شيئا، لأن الله عز وجل لا تنفعه طاعة المطيع، لأنه غني عن ذلك، فملك الله تام ولا تزيده طاعة الطائعين. قال سبحانه: لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أفجر قلب رجل واحد، لو كفر الناس جميعا، فإن ملك الله تام ولا ينقص بسبب كفر المخلوقين، إنهم لن يضروا الله شيئا. ولهذا قال جل وعلا: وقال موسى إن تكفروا أنتم ومن في الأرض جميعا فإن الله لغني حميد. فلا يغتر الإنسان بعمله وطاعاته ويمن على الله تعالى بها. قال تعالى: قل لا تمنوا علي إسلامكم، بل الله يمن عليكم أن هداكم للإيمان إن كنتم صادقين. فالمنة لله سبحانه وتعالى. قال سبحانه: يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم قاموا في صعيد واحد، الصعيد ما تصاعد على وجه الأرض، في صعيد واحد يعني في مكان واحد، فإذا اجتمع الخلق كلهم، جنهم وإنسهم أولهم وآخرهم، وكل واحد سأل الله حاجاته، قال: فأعطيت كل إنسان مسألته، ما نقص ذلك مما عندي، لأن يمين الله ملأى لا يغيضها نفقة سحاء الليل والنهار. قال تعالى: ولله خزائن السماوات والأرض، فلا تنقص خزائن الله بالإنفاق أبدا، فالمخلوق الذي ينفق ينقص ماله وينقص ما عنده، أما الله جل وعلا فإنه ينفق على جميع الخلق ولا ينقص ذلك من خزائنه شيئا، لأنه سبحانه غني، لأنه سبحانه غني الغنى المطلق، فأعطيت كل إنسان مسألته على كثرة السائلين الإنس والجن والأولين والآخرين، وكل واحد له مسألة خاصة وقد أعطاه الله مسألته، فإن هذا لا ينقص من خزائن الله سبحانه وتعالى. هذا يدل على غناه وكرمه وجوده سبحانه وتعالى، فكل المخلوقات تتعيش من رزق الله عز وجل، ولا ينقص ما عنده سبحانه وتعالى. قال: قاموا في صعيد واحد، أي في مكان واحد، فسألوني، طلبوا من الله حوائجهم المختلفة، فأعطى كل إنسان مسألته، لم يؤثر ذلك على ما عند الله بالنقص، وهذا يدل على كمال غناه سبحانه وتعالى.
الحمد لله، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه. سمعنا هذا الشرح المفصل المختصر لهذا الحديث الجليل، وكان الموضوع الحديث عن كمال الله تبارك وتعالى المطلق في كل شيء، ومن جملة ذلك القيام بشؤون المخلوقات كلها من حيث الإيجاد والحفظ، ومن ناحية الرزق، ومن ناحية الهداية إلى فعل الطاعات وترك المعاصي، إلى ما لا يحصر في مقام واحد، فعدد الله عز وجل في هذا الحديث القدسي نعما عظيمة يشاهدها العقلاء بقلوبهم وأعينهم، فيقوم بشكرها ويسأل الله عز وجل المزيد من فضله وإحسانه إليهم، فالرزق بيده والهداية بيده، وهو الحافظ لهم والمقيم لهم، القائم بنفسه والمقيم لخلقه، فله الكمال المطلق في كل صفة من صفاته وفي كل فعل من أفعاله، فهو الحكيم كما سمى نفسه سبحانه، والحكيم الذي يضع الأشياء في مواضعها، فكل شيء في الكون في عالم السماء وعالم الأرض في محله بتصريف الله تبارك وتعالى له وتقديره له كذلك، فوجب على عالم الإنس والجن شكر الله عز وجل على فضله وإنعامه وإحسانه، شكره بالطاعات والإجلال له والتقدير لذاته وأسمائه وصفاته وأفعاله حق قدره، وكذلك بترك المعاصي التي تغضب الله تبارك وتعالى، وفي مقدمتها الكفر ككفر اليهود والنصارى والمجوس والملاحدة والنفاق الاعتقادي والنفاق العملي والشرك الأكبر والشرك الأصغر والبدع المضلة وغير ذلك من المعاصي، كلها تغضب الله تبارك وتعالى وتكون سببا في تغيير النعم ونزول النقم، كما جاء ذلك مصرحا به في النصوص، نصوص الكتاب والسنة. فوجب على المسلمين أجمعين أن يشكروا الله بأقوالهم وأفعالهم ظاهرا وباطنا، ويتقربوا إليه في جلب مصالحهم ودفع المضار عنهم بفعل الطاعة وترك المعصية والدوام على ذلك بلا منتهى حتى يأتيهم من ربهم اليقين. نسأل الله أن يجعلنا له من الشاكرين والذاكرين والمؤمنين بكماله ذاتا وأسماء وصفات وأفعال، إنه جواد كريم.
هذا، وصلى الله وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
بسم الله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه، وبعد. So we still continue with the hadith Qudsi, which is hadith number 24 and from the 49 hadith. And we have stopped last time where the Sheikh Salih Fawzan Hafidhullah, he was explaining the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hadith Qudsi, where he said, Ya ibadi innakum lan tablughu darri fatadhuruni. O my slaves, you will not reach or you will not be able to harm me as to harm me. وَلَنْ تَبْلُغُوا نَفْعِي فَتَنْفَعُونِي. And you will not be able to benefit me as to benefit me. So the Shaykh Hafidhullah, he said that indeed Allah is all rich and he's all in no need of his slaves subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whosoever disbelieves and associates anything with Allah and disobeys him, then such person would not harm Allah in any way, rather he would only harm himself. He subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِن تَكْفُرُوا أَنْتُمَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. Indeed, if you disbelieve, you and whosoever or everyone who's upon the land, then indeed Allah is all rich, all praiseworthy. So He subhanahu wa ta'ala is in no need of our worship and our obedience. Rather, His commandment, or rather He has commanded us of His worship and His obedience because of our need for it. Because of our need for his worship and his obedience. Naam, and this is a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a fadl, a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَنْ تَبْلُغُ نَفْعِي, and you will not be able to benefit me, or you will not be, or you will not reach the, will not achieve the ability to benefit me. The Shaykh says, it doesn't matter whatsoever you do from the obedience and from the good actions, then you would not benefit Allah with them. No matter how much good actions and good deeds you carry out, then you would not benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with any of them. Rather, you only benefit yourself. Naam? So you are the one who is in need of your actions. You are the one who is in need of your good actions. وَلَنْ تَبْلُغُوا نَفْعِي فَتَنْفَعُونِي. Naam? So the Shaykh continues also and further explains the statement of Allah, you will not be able to benefit me as to benefit me. So the Shaykh said, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not get affected by sins. Allah is not harmed by the sin of the person. And he's also is not benefited, or he does not benefit from the obedience and the righteous deeds of the person. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghani, he is in no need. He's all rich and he's in no need of all of that. He's in no need of any of that. And rather, indeed this returns, or the fruits of this, the fruits of the sins, or the fruits of the obedience and the good deeds of the person only return to the slave himself. So the obedience of the person is to benefit him, as for the disobedience of the person will only be against him.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is al-Nafi' al-Dhar. He is the one who benefits and He is the one who harms, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ibadi law anna awwalakum wa akhirakum. O my slaves, if the first of you and the last of you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O my slaves, if the first of you and the last of you. So the Shaykh said, meaning the first of creation until the last of creation. The first of creation until the last of creation, until the hour is established. Naam. لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم. If the first of you and the last of you and your mankind, إنسكم يعني your mankind. And the Shaykh said, هم بنو آدم, they are the children of Adam. Mankind are the children of Adam. وجنكم وهم العالم الثاني. The Shaykh said also, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says also, وجنكم يعني the jinn kind or the jinn. And the Shaykh said, this is the other world. يعني you have the mankind and you have the jinn. الجن عالم لا يعلمهم إلا الله. So the jinn are يعني creation or a world only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about. We cannot see them. We cannot see the jinn. And for that reason, the Shaykh said they have been called, they have been named al-jinn, because we cannot see them. And it is derived from the word al-ijtinan. And al-ijtinan here, the Shaykh said, is اختفاء, يعني to be hidden and to be يعني unseen. قال تعالى إنه يراكم هو وقبيله من حيث لا ترونهم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Iblis and he says that indeed he sees you and his tribe from where you see them not. Indeed he sees you and his tribe from where you see them not. So the Shaykh continues and he says, so they are present with us. They live amongst us, and amongst them are those who are believers and those who are disbelievers. And also amongst them are those who are obedient and those who are disobedient. And those who are happy and those who are miserable. Just like the children of Adam. And they are from the world of unseen, so we cannot see them. Irhamak Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said after that, in the next statement of the hadith, كانوا على أتقى قلب رجل واحد منكم. Naam. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he said, if the first of you and the last of you, the mankind of you and the jinn of you, were upon the most pious heart of any man of you. Was upon the most pious heart of any man from amongst you. So the Shaykh said, so if all of them, all of those people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, if all of them were pious and they do not fall into any mistake, if all of them were pious and righteous and none of them fall into any mistake, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said after that, مَا زَادَ ذَلِكَ فِي مُلْكِ شَيْئًا. This would not increase in my dominion or in my kingdom anything. This would not increase in my dominion anything. Because Allah jalla wa ala, no obedience benefits him. Yeah, the person who's obedient, any action that he does to show his obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this does not benefit Allah, because he is free from all of that, or he is free from the need of all of that. So the dominion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is complete and it's perfect, and it is not to be increased with the obedience of those who are obedient. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أفجر قلب رجل واحد. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the next statement, if the first of you and the last of you and the mankind of you and the jinn of you were upon the most corrupt heart of any of you, the most corrupt heart of any of you or any man from you. So the Shaykh said, if all of the people have disbelieved, if all of the people were to disbelieve, then the dominion or the kingdom of Allah is still perfect and it's still complete. And it is not, or it would not decrease because, or it would not decrease due to the disbelief of any of his creation. Indeed, they will not harm Allah in anything. And for that reason, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, وَقَالَ مُوسَى إِن تَكْفُرُوا أَنْتُمْ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and Musa had said, if you disbelieve, you and those who are, and all of those who are upon the land or upon the earth, then indeed Allah is all rich, all praiseworthy. So the person should not be deceived by his actions and by his obedience. And he should not mention the favors, يعني he should not mention his obedience and his actions of worship as a favor upon Allah. Rather, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the one who mentions his favors upon his creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّوا عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ بَلِ اللَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his noble book, do not mention as favor your Islam. Rather, Allah is the one who mentions his favors upon you, that he guided you to iman, he guided you to faith, if you were indeed truthful. So al-minnah here is when a person يعني, mentions his favors. So al-minnah is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mentioning of favors is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ينهي سيد سبحانه وتعالى يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم قاموا في صعيد واحد. So Allah said, O my servants, if the first of you and the last of you and the mankind of you and the jinn of you were all to stand in one location or in one place. So the Shaykh explains the word as-sa'id. As-sa'id, which is used in the hadith. The Shaykh said, ما تصاعد على وجه الأرض. Anything which is يعني, high up from the earth. So في صعيد واحد, the Shaykh said, meaning in one place. In one place or in one location. So if all of the creation, from jinn and mankind, from the beginning or from the first of them to the last of them, all of them were together in one place, in one location, and each one of those people ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a specific need for himself. Yeah? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues in the hadith and he says, فَعَطَيْتُ كُلَّ إِنسَانٍ مَسْأَلَتَهُ مَا نَقَصَ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا عِنْدِي. And so when every person from the beginning of creation to the end of the creation, and from the jinn and the mankind, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, each one of them ask him for a specific need for himself, a personal need. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and I have granted every wish, na'am, to every person, or have answered every supplication of every person. This would not decrease anything in my dominion or in my kingdom. لَأَنَّ يَمِينَ اللَّهِ مَلْآ لَا يُغِيضُهَا نَفَقَةً. This is because the right hand of Allah is full. Is full and nothing يعني affects it, and nothing decreases يعني by him giving anything, nothing decreases that which is in the hands of Allah. نعم, by the spending of the day and the night. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spends in the day and the night, this does not decrease anything from that which he owns. قال تعالى وَلِلَّهِ خَزَائِنُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his noble book, and to Allah belongs the treasure of the heavens and the earth. To Allah belongs the treasures of the heavens and the earth. So the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns, will not decrease by spending. Never will decrease by spending of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the person who's created, or the makhluq, any of the creation, when a person spends his money, then his money decreases. When the person who's created spends his money decreases. Yeah? As for Allah jalla wa ala, then he spends upon all of the creation, and nothing, or any of that spending does not decrease anything which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns, or nothing, it does not decrease anything that is in the treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he subhanahu is all rich, and this type of wealth, or this type of richness is the absolute type which nothing decreases it. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَعَطَيْتُ كُلَّ إِنسَانٍ مَسْأَلَتَهُ, and I have granted every person his wish. I've granted every person his wish or that or his need. I fulfilled his need. So the Shaykh said, "Ala kithrat al-sa'ilin." So regardless or despite the number of those who ask him, despite the number of those people who ask him, from the mankind, from the jinn, from the first of the creation to the end of them, and every person or every single person of them has his own specific need, his own specific and personal need. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants every person that which he asks for, then this would not decrease anything from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this serves as proof of the wealth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his no need of his slaves, and for his generosity. Na'am, and that the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spends upon his creation. So all of the creation, they seek sustenance from the provision of Allah jalla wa ala. And nothing decreases. Nothing decreases of that, nothing of the sustenance which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for his slaves decreases that which is with Allah. Then he said, قَامُوا فِي صَعِيدٍ واحد. So if all of them were together in one place, the Shaykh said, نَعَمْ أَيْ فِي مَكَانٍ واحد, يعني in one location, in one place. فَسَأَلُونِي, and they were to ask me. نَعَمْ طَلَبُوا مِنَ اللَّهِ حَوَائِجَهُمْ الْمُخْتَلِفَةِ. So they asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of their different needs or different necessities or anything that they need. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to grant every person that which he asked for. This would not affect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all. It would not decrease that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns in any way. And this shows the perfection of the wealth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and of his richness as well. نعم. Then the Shaykh Zayd al-Madkhali Hafizullah, he mentioned as a commentary to what we have heard, after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending the peace and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and upon his family and his companions. So he said, we have heard this concise and summarized explanation to this great hadith. And the subject of the hadith was the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect, and how He is perfect in an absolute way and in the best way in everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. And from amongst that, the Shaykh mentions is that the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of the affairs of His creation, all of the affairs of His creation. The Shaykh said, "Min حيث الإيجاد والحفظ والرزق والهداية." يعني from the perspective of finding something for them, or even creating them, preserving them, also providing for them and guiding them, all of those. So guiding them to the obedience, and also guiding them to abandon any type of disobedience and sinning, up to that which cannot be mentioned in one sitting, and many things which cannot be mentioned or which cannot be summarized in one sitting. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this hadith, He has mentioned many favors, or great favors, which the people with intellect or the people who are wise would see them with their hearts and with their own eyes, and therefore they would thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with those favors, for those favors. And they will also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase them from His virtue and from His favors. So the provision from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the provision is in the hands of Allah, and the guidance likewise is also in the hands of Allah, and He is the one who preserves the people, and He preserves that which they have. And He is the one, He is al-muqim, يعني القائم, القائم بنفسه ولخلقه. He is the one, القائم, يعني the one who is responsible for His creation and for Himself. نعم. So He has the absolute perfection, al-kamal mutlaq. He has the absolute perfection in everything, from His names and attributes and His actions as well. And everything the Shaykh said that is in the universe, from the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fact that everything in the universe is in its place, in its correct place, this is by the tasrif of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is by the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking care of this universe and dealing with it. Na'am? So everything you see in the universe is by way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala controlling it and dealing with it. Na'am? And also it's by way of the decree of Allah and His judgment. So it is obligatory, therefore, upon the ins, the mankind and the jinn, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those favors, and also to thank Him for His virtues and for His good doing to His slaves. And this is by way of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and honoring Him, and also showing acknowledgement and appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also appreciating His essence, appreciating His names and attributes and His actions. Likewise, the Shaykh said also that you abandon the sins which deserve the wrath or the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the first and foremost of them is disbelief, like the disbelief of the Jews and the Christians and the atheist people. And also hypocrisy, whether nifaq al-amali or al-i'tiqadi, whether hypocrisy to do with actions or hypocrisy to do with the creed or the belief in the heart. And also shirk, whether minor shirk or major shirk. Naam. So those are the first and the foremost of sins which deserve the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also the Shaykh said innovations which misguide the person. And likewise from the other sins as well, all of them, they cause the anger of Allah and His wrath, and they are also a reason for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removing the blessing from someone. All of those actions and all of those sins, they can be a reason for the removal of blessings and favors from the slave by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the proofs are many in the nusus, in the kitab and the sunnah. So upon the Muslims all to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by way of their speech and their actions, inwardly or outwardly. And they also that they seek closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He brings about benefits for them, and that He spares them any harms and any calamities. And the person does so by following the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeying Him, and also leaving off any sinning and continuing upon that. Continue upon obeying Allah and staying away from His disobedience until the certainty from their Lord comes to them, which is death. So the person should never cease to remain upon that until the judgment of their Lord comes and the certainty comes, which is the death. So we ask Allah Jalla wa Ala that He makes us from those who are thankful to Him, and those who remember Him, and those who believe in His actions and His names and His attributes. Mm-hmm. Ala sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.